So what's the interior of the Lamborghini Huracan STO like? Your door handle presents itself to you there. Then you open it on up, and well, it announces its intentions very quickly and early. Your door is just carbon fiber. There's no cloth, fabric, or anything here. See the actual door pull itself? It's just a little strap. And then this is your handle. There's nothing to pull or grasp. It's just a little pull tab right here. Very similar to Porsche GT cars. But it does have speakers. It does have an audio system. Nice little Huracan sill right there. The seats, not adjustable bolsters or anything like that. Just massive bolsters that hold you in. STO specific seats. All manual control. See right here is how you move it forward and back. This moves it up and down. This is your tilt to give yourself some more tilt angle. All carbon fiber, of course. These are super, super lightweight seats. Your steering wheel, you can see this car has a black and red combo going on. So a lot of red stitching, red accents, red center stripe on the wheel. Massive paddles back here. These things have great action. They're huge. And they're also column mounted, so they don't turn with the steering wheel, which I like when you're on a curvy road. You always know where they are. How about we hop in now? So there's your welcome screen on the STO. Of course, special STO lettering in the cluster. To start it, like any Lamborghini, pop this little bad boy open, press the brake, press the start button. And the drama begins. It is very, very loud in here. No surprise there. The engine is just right behind you. Just that glass right there separating you and that 5.2 liter V10. The controls in here are very simple. Just have a line of things right here. Your window controls, which actually operate backwards from what you'd expect. To put them down, you push up. And then to put them back up, you actually push down, which is kind of odd. Here's your infotainment system, just a nice big vertical screen here. Does have Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. That is really, really cool. Love that. So this has been nice to use. All of your volume control and climate control settings are also in here. Gear shifter back here, pretty simple. But to put it in drive, all you have to do is tap a paddle and off you go. This is your instrument cluster. There are two views. This is the STO mode, and then there's a Trofeo mode, which livens things up a little and adds some more performance data to it, but it's also customizable. All of your controls, of course, are on the steering wheel itself, so turn signal, headlight operation, your wiper control, everything right there. The interior itself, well, very, very nice. Obviously, it's very bare and everything is about lightweight, but materials here, carbon fiber, suede everywhere, even on the headliner. It's really, really nice in here, as it should be for over $400,000.